जिन्नानी जथा विहाय नमानि जिन्नासि नर अपराणी तथा शरीरानि विहाय जिन्नानि अन्नानि संजाति नमानि देहि। सो दिस वर्स वी डिस्कस लास्ट मॉर्निंग दैट दिस बॉडी इज जस्ट लाइक ड्रेस, दिस इज नॉट आवर रियल आइडेंटिफिकेशन। आई एम थिंकिंग आई एम अमेरिकन, आई एम इंडियन, आई एम अफ्रीकन, आई एम रशियन, आई एम ब्राह्मण, आई एम क्षत्रिय, आई एम शूद्र, आई एम आंध्र प्रदेश, आई एम बंगाली, दीज आर ऑल नॉनसेंस। बट ऑन दिस नॉनसेंस आइडिया द होल वर्ल्ड इज गोइंग ऑन। हाउ दैट कैन बी रियल नॉलेज? द बेसिक प्रिंसिपल ऑफ नॉलेज इज इग्नोरेंस, अंधा। The man who is leading, he is blind. So how he can lead? This is the position. Andhada thandhai rupaniyamana steti satantra rudami vadhya. They are trying to make advancement of civilization, but the basic principle is wrong. They are accepting, this is called illusion. Accepting something as something else. See, just like this. If I identify myself with this coat and scarf, the basic principle of my identification is lost. So here it is clearly said that Vathamsi Jinnani. Before this, Vida Vinasinam Nityam Jayinam Ajamabhayam कथं स पुरुष प्राथ कं घातयति हन्तिकम्। एनीवन हु नो दैट द लिविंग एंटिटी सोल इज अविनाशी इन दिस पैथ, देन व्हाट इज द क्वेश्चन ऑफ किलिंग? बट दैट डज नॉट मीन भगवद गीता इज एनकरेजिंग किलिंग। नो, that is not the purpose. Killing is prohibited. But when we see that a brahmana is killing one animal in the sacrifice, it is not killing. Therefore we have to see with the eyes of Vedic knowledge, not with these eyes. What is the value of these eyes? It has no value. We are very much proud. Can you show me? Hey, what is the value of your seeing? Even if I show you, the value of your seeing power is nil. It sees only under certain conditions. That's all. If there is light, you can see. So what is the value of your eyes? Therefore, the real thing is through Vedic knowledge. That is seeing. Shastra chakshusha. Real knowledge, real seeing power should be through the Shastra. And Shastra means infallible, not theory. Not theory, just like a condition soul writes some book on some thesis. So what is the value of it? There's no value. Because the man who is putting forward the thesis, he is blind, he is imperfect. So how can he get perfect knowledge from it? So our proposition is that to receive knowledge from Krishna, the perfect person, the supreme personality of God. We accept Shastra means which is infallible. There is no mistake. Just like when I was walking near the cow shed, heaps of piles of cow dung was there. So I was explaining to my father that man's stool was heaped up here. Nobody would come here. But the cow dung, there are so much heaps of cow dung, he says, he finds it pleasure to go through it. And in the Veda, it is said, cow dung is pure. This is called Shastra. If you argue how it has become pure, it is an animal stool. But because the knowledge is perfect, that even in argument we cannot prove how animal stool becomes pure, but it is pure. Therefore, Vedic knowledge is perfect. And if we take knowledge from the Vedas, we save so much time for investigating or researching. We are very much fond of research. And everything is there in the Vedas. Why do you waste your time? So this is Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge means which is spoken by the Supreme Lord. That is Vedic knowledge. Or Pauvesha. It is not spoken by common man like me. So if we accept Vedic knowledge, if we accept the fact as it is stated by Krishna or his representative, because his representative will not speak anything which Krishna does not speak. Therefore he is representative. The Krishna conscious persons are representative of Krishna, because a Krishna conscious person will not speak anything nonsense beyond the speaking of Krishna. That is the difference. Other nonsense, rascals, they will speak beyond Krishna. Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji mangdanus namaskuru. By the rascal scholar will say, no, it is not to Krishna, it is something else. Where do you get this? Krishna directly says, manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji mang namaskuru. So why do you deviate? Why do you say it is something else? It is something within Krishna. You find, I don't wish to name. There are so many rascal scholars, they interpret like that. Therefore, in spite of Bhagavad Gita being a book of knowledge of India, so many people are misguided due to these rascal scholars, so-called scholars. Because they simply misinterpret. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja. We say, we are preaching this kind. Be Krishna conscious. Just become a devotee of Krishna. Offer your respect. You have to offer your respect to anyone. You are not supreme. You have to flatter somebody to get some service. Even if you get nice position, you have to flatter. Even if you get a president, become president of the country, you have to flatter your countrymen. Please give me vote. Please, I shall give you so many facilities. So you have to flatter. That is a fact. You may be a very big man, but you have to flatter somebody. You have to accept some master. Why not accept Krishna, the supreme master? Where is the difficulty? No. I shall accept thousands of masters except Krishna. This is our philosophy. I shall accept thousands of teachers except Krishna. This is my determination. Then how you can be happy? Their happiness can be achieved only by accepting Krishna. Bhoktaram jagkutabhasam sarmalokumaheshwaram sridam sarvabhutanam jnatamam shanti nichyati. This is the process of shanti. Krishna says that you accept But I am the enjoyer. You are not enjoyer. You are not enjoyer. You may be president or you may be secretary, you may be whatever you may be. But you are not enjoyer. Enjoyer is Krishna. One should know it. Just like in your I have come, coming, just replying one letter from the Andhra Relief Committee. So what this Relief Committee will do if Krishna is not satisfied? Simply by raising some funds? No, that is not possible. Now there is raining. Now you get benefit. But that raining depends on Krishna, not your fundraising capacity. That is yajna. Jagyad bhavati pad janna. Find out this verse. You said there is. So jagyad bhavati pad janna. If you perform yajna, then there will be regular rainfall. If you avoid yajna, there will be restriction. And what your plan and fundraising capacity will help. Now, there is Sankirtan Yajna and rain is falling. This is a fact. So, if you continue performing Yajna, then there will be no distress, no unhappiness. That is the plan. Just like the birds and bees, they have no problem. Because they are less than human beings, they are working according to the prakriti's, nature's ways of life. So their foodstuff is ample. So the jagnyat bhavati pajjanna, pajjanyat anna sambhava. If there is no rain, how you can produce food? And this, and the rain is possible when there is yajna. This is described in the Bhagavad Gita that when there was creation, it was the advice of Brahma to perform yajna. So we are given up all kinds of yajna. Although performing yajna at the present moment is very difficult because we cannot get pure ghee. The yajnas or the sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas, it requires tons of ghee, but that is not possible to obtain at the present moment. But there is another yajna. Yajnai sankirtanai prayai jajanti hi sumedhasa. There is another yajna recommended in this Kali Yuga. Krishna varnam sisa krishnam sanga panga suparsadam yajnai sankirtanai prayai jajanti hi sumedhasa. In this Kali Yuga, it is recommended that this sankirtan yajna should be performed. Then you will be happy. So what is the difficulty? In every village, the government has saved so much fund. Why not engage all the people to perform the Sankirtan Yajna? Every village, every house, every home, just perform the Sankirtan Yajna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Simply sit down, all family members. Where is the difficulty? Husband, wife, children, friends, sit down together. There is no need of an instrument. Simply clap and chant Hare Krishna. Then you see the face of the world is changed. That is the commandment. But you have no faith. We do not believe, although there is no expenditure, there is no loss. Still we shall not do. We shall make plan by raising funds. So after raising funds, what is done? We know everything. So that will not relieve. Take this yajna process. Jagyan bhavati pajjanna. If you are in scarcity of rain, perform yajna. The Sankirtan yajna. there will be regular rain. And if there is regular rain, there is ample food production. There is no question of overpopulation. God can supply you more than you want, provided you become God conscious, Krishna conscious. That is the way. So we have to accept this. Bhagavan says, don't be misled by the proposition of the so-called blind leaders that you are this body. The leaders are misguiding us by identification with this body. There is five souls. I am American, I am Indian, I am Russian, I am Pakistani, I am Hindustani, and there is fight. Advancement of civilization means advancement of fight. That's all. When there was no Pakistan, there was some sporadic Hindu-Muslim fight. Now there is a nation, Pakistan, and nation Hindustan, and there is organized fight every year. This is advancement. So don't follow this foolish advancement. Get to Krishna consciousness and be happy. This is not an ordinary movement. People are suffering actually for want of spiritual life, spiritual understanding. So the basic principle of spiritual understanding is to know oneself. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. To come to that point, Krishna is explaining that this body is like the dress. And the person who is dressed, that is within the dress. Dehinas means jathadehi. Here also it is said, tatha sarirani vihaya jirnani annani sangjati namani dehi. Very simple thing. There is no difficulty. But the so-called scientists, philosophers, educationists, they will not believe that there is soul. They will not believe. They simply argue. They cannot establish the real fact how this body is moving. There are so many theories. But except that they will not accept that they actually, because the soul is within this body, everything is happening. And without the soul, immediately this body, so nice body, of such and such great personality becomes a lump of matter. Not that the body is working, they are finding out the brain substance, how it is working. But the brain substance is already there in the dead body. Why don't you work with that? No, that is not fact. The fact is the brain substance is a machine, but the man or the person is within the body. He is working with the brain substance. Just like you have got a nice machine, but it must be worked by somebody. At the present moment, a computer is a very certain machine, but this computer cannot work without an experienced mechanic who pushes the button and it works. These people, they cannot understand that without spiritual touch, matter cannot work. So brain may be a combination of nice matter, but it cannot work without the spirit soul. We should clearly understand this. And if we accept this body as everything, just like the other day I told you, met one big professor, Russian professor in Moscow. He said, Swamiji, after this body is finished, everything is finished. This is the atheistic theory. This is not new. In India, there are many atheist followers of Charvaka. According to Charvaka Muni, his theory is, Vasibhutasya dehasya puna kuta puna ragamana bhave rinam kritya dhitam pive javad jive sukham jive. Rinam kritya dhitam. Just live joyfully, merrily. So I have no money. All I take, beg, borrow and steal. Somehow or other get money. And that is going on. Get money somehow or other. And leave. That is charvakya. Hedonism. Get money. This is going, this civilization is going on. Somehow or other get money. Because without money you cannot get woman, you cannot get nice palatable food, nice dress, nice apartment, nice car. So bring money somehow or other. Everyone is coming forward as very philanthropist. Leader. The aim is how to get money. That's all. That is their philanthropy. They speak so many nonsense things, but the real idea is how to get money. So this is going on. At the present moment, they are, after the sensuous gratification, they do not know that there is another life beyond sensuous gratification. They have no. That life is being taught in the Bhagavad Gita. That you are trying to advance your civilization for keeping this body fit. But you are not this body. Why you are wasting your time in that way? Jasnata buddhi kunapeti dhatuke. Jasnata buddhi kunapeti dhatuke. Anyone who is thinking that I am this body. Sabhi kalatradisu. And Zabhi means my men, my own kinsmen, who, my children, my family, my society, my country, kalatradisu, sadhik kalatradisu, bhoma in Zabhi, and the land where these things have grown up, my body and my other relatives in relationship with this body, that is puja. Sadhi kalatradisu bhoma is the nationals. My country, I shall die for this land. I shall sacrifice everything. Sadhi kalatradisu bhoma ijjadi. The tirtha buddhi sarile. And those who are little advanced, pious, they go to places of pilgrimages, take a bath in the Ganges, and come on. They think that water is tirtha. No. Tirtha is saintly person, tirtha padam. You have to meet a saintly person to take lesson from them. Jat tirtha vaddhi salilena tarhichi janesu avidhinsu. You have to meet self-realized persons. Those persons who do not care for these things and in the bodily concept of life. They have been described in this shastra, gokhara, cow and ashes. So the Bhagavad Gita is the only book in the world which teaches to educate these cows and ashes to human life. This mass of cows and ashes has to be trained with these teachings of Bhagavad Gita. It is the beginning that Vasansi Jinnani Jatha Vihara Navani Jinnati Naropurani. This Vasansi, this body can be changed. Suppose now you are very much a great enemy of Pakistan. Take for example, I'm not. All Pakistan is thinking, India, Hindustan, you are great enemy. So what is this Hindustan and Pakistan or Russia? This is this body. Next time, you can take bath in Russia. Or you can take bath in... there is no certainty. Jungjana bhati. But according to Bhagavad Gita, you can understand. At the same, at the time of death, if you are going on thinking, oh, Pakistan is my enemy, enemy. Then you get a bath in Pakistan. Yes. Jang bath is swaran bhava, tajat tanti kaleva. Because I shall get my next body according to my mental condition at the time of death. So, just like our women are taught to become very chaste. Why? There is a process to give her a chance to become a male. Next time. A woman, if she is educated to become chaste, attached to the husband, then naturally, at the time of death, she think of the man, and she gets immediate. That is promotion. That is promotion. Mm. Similarly, if a man is very much attached to his wife, he'll think at the time of his death, he becomes a woman. These are the signs. Where is this cultivation of this science? Simply all fools, and they are making research for. What is the research for? Can you go beyond the laws of the prakriti? It is not possible. Prakritekya malani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimunatma tattaham miti mannati ahankara vimunatma. These rascals, they are under the full control of this material nature, and they are thinking we are independent. This is foolishness. So, if you want to stop this foolish kind of civilization, animal civilization, of cows and asses, you have to teach Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is essential. That is the duty of every Indian. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered that. Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hoyati. Anyone who has taken birth, he must be very pious, must have been very pious in his past life. Therefore, he has got the chance. So, Janma Sarthakari. Janma Sarthakari means make your life successful by taking advantage of so many Vedic literature. Stop by the great saintly persons spoken by God Himself. You are not taking advantage of these facilities, natural facilities. You are misled by so-called material civilization and you are doomed. Andhajatan, Vedupaniyama. If you are led by blind leaders, you are all doomed. That is going on. That is my appeal to the Indians. Don't be doomed. Accept Krishna as the leader. Then you'll be happy. As Krishna says, not only India special I say, because Krishna is so kind. Of course for Krishna, there is no such thing as Indian America. Just like the sun. The sun is neither Indian sun nor American sun. Sun is sun. But if you think that because now in India, the sun is visible, therefore, Indian sun. And that is your concoction. That is your mental concoction. Sun is neither Indian nor American. Similarly, God, Krishna, He is neither for Indian or for... He is for everyone. Sarvajoni shukantaya sambhavanti murtaya tathang mahajjani brahma ahamabhira padakti. He is the father of everyone. Not only human beings, but the animals, the trees, the aquatics, everyone, all living entities. Mama imam suji. This is universal. This is in this Krishna consciousness movement is therefore universal, real universal. So there are so many potencies out of this Krishna consciousness movement. Those who are intelligent. Krishna ke bhaje sevara chotu. Anyone who becomes Krishna conscious, he must be very, very intelligent. Otherwise, one cannot become Krishna conscious. Krishna ke bhaje sevara chotu. So anyone who has taken to Krishna consciousness, he must be very intelligent. Without being very intelligent man, one cannot take to Krishna consciousness. It is a Chaitanya Jaitamrita says, Krishna ji bhaji sivaratyatu, and Krishna himself says, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanaman mang vadvat. After many, many births of struggling, if one actually becomes Gyanavan, then he surrenders unto me. Vasudeva Sarvami, Samahatma Sukhuddhava, Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevas, Janamadhastajataha. These are the basic information. So, Vasudeva Parayana, Vasudeva Paramaha, these are the Sakti injunction. So, a person can take intelligence from studying Bhagavad Gita. As Krishna says, Bhavanam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan Mahang Prabuddha. After many, many births, because foolish rascals, they will have to transmigrate from one body to another. And there are 8,400,000 of different forms of body. And he has to go through the cycle of this birth and death. Bhutya bhutya pradiyate. Take birth once and becomes defy God and don't care for God. And when Jamaraj comes, all right, whatever you like to do. Mitto sarva harastaham. These 80th class of men who defy the authority of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they will meet Krishna when? At the time of death. When Krishna is taking, take everything, his body, his society, his country, his family, his bank balance, his house, everything will be taken up. Mittu sarva harastaham. Mittu, Krishna is appearing to the 80th class of man as sarva harastaham. Sarva harastaham taking everything. I am very much proud. Oh, I have got so much bank balance. I am the leader of this country. I am the father of so many children. I have got so beautiful wife. And so many things I am seeing. Papta. I don't care for God. I am God. All right. At the time of death, are you God? Are you God at the time of death? God means control. Can you control your death? Then where have your God? God Ishara. Ishara means controller. Are you Ishara? Are you controller? Can you control birth? Can you control death? Can you control disease? Can you control old age? Then what kind of God you are? A foolish. Foolish person. Mura. They are called Mura. Abhajalanti man Mura. The rascals only. Abhijananti, defy me. However, this Krishna consciousness movement is only to request it. It is your country's literature. Try to understand Bhagavad Gita. Krishna, liberate. Janma karma me dibbam jyanati tatsata takta dehang punajanmaneti. Simply by understanding Krishna, you get liberation. Punab janmanaiti. The whole activities, human society's activities, should be targeted how to get rid of this repetition of birth and death. That is real civilization. Not that, let me live like a cat and dog and die like a cat and dog and never mind what is happening next. This is a civilization of ignorance. This is not a civilization of knowledge. Here is knowledge. That I am trying to protect my body, this dress, and every day soaping my garment, but I am not taking any food. How long shall I live with this nice dress? The one should understand this bath very seriously. Vāsāṁsi jinnāni jathāvihāya navāli jinnāti naro apurāni. It has been especially means naro. Naro means human being. These cats and dogs, they are changing their body, the same process, but they cannot understand. But here especially means naro. Human beings should understand this scientific knowledge. That your this body is just like a dress. It is changed. And we are changed like according to price. We have a dress. If you go to a garment store, you can have nice dress if you pay more. And if you get less, you get a third class dress. Similarly, there are 8 million species or forms of life. Somebody is in the cat's body, somebody is in dog's body, somebody is in human being's body, somebody is in demigod's body. These bodies are offered by prakriti according to price you pay. This is called karma. This is karma. If you perform good karma, then you get good body. Janma is sabjasuta sri. This is the janma. You get good birth. You get money. You get education. And you become beautiful by past activities. And by impious activities, just the opposite. So either you get this or that. After all, it is birth and death. To stop the cycle of birth and death. Otherwise, it is animal series. Thank you very much. Dekho, ek bachcha, chota bachcha, pitaji ka sarra karta hai. Pitaji kehte hai, beta idhar baitho, udhar hi baitho. Beta aisa karo, chalta. To, wo jo chota bachcha hai, pita ka baat sun raha hai, अगर दूसरा कोई कारण से सुनेगा क्योंकि इसका पिता से प्रेम है तो बिना प्रेम शरणागत तो हो नहीं सकता. प्रेम तो है तुम्हारे पास, तुम्हारा देश प्रेम है, तुम्हारा समाज का प्रेम है, तुम्हारा स्त्री का ऊपर प्रेम है. प्रेम तुम क्यों नहीं समझते? प्रेम समझते हो? छोड़ो पहले. प्रेम है कि नहीं तुम्हारा? तो फिर क्या बोलते हैं प्रेम क्या चीज है? ऐसा प्रश्न करने से क्या लाभ? क्या ऐसा प्रश्न करो तो प्रेम तो तुम्हारा है ही है. तुम कुत्ता का प्रेम करते हो जब तुम्हारा कोई नहीं है, यदि बिल्ली लेके उससे प्रेम करते हो, एक कुत्ता से प्रेम करते हो, तो प्रेम तो तुम्हारे पास है. आगे प्रेम को समझो फिर भगवान का प्रेम समझोगे. आगे तो 3 जन्म प्रेम क्या है समझो, फिर भगवत प्रेम समझो. प्रेम तुम्हारे पास है क्यों नहीं समझते? तुम्हारे पास कुत्ता का प्रेम है, घोड़ा का प्रेम है, बिल्ली का प्रेम है, और समाज का प्रेम है, देश का प्रेम है, अपना शरीर का प्रेम है, कपड़े का प्रेम है. प्रेम है नहीं क्यों? तुम्हारे पास प्रेम है. वो पहले हम लोग का शिष्य बनो फिर सिखाया जाएगा तुम. ऐसा 1 मिनट में नहीं. एवरीवन हैज प्रेम लव दिस प्रोपेंसिटी टू लव अदर्स देयर इज एवरीवेयर दैट प्रेम दैट लव इज ओरिजिनली फॉर कृष्णा. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. That is the original prem. But because we are illusion, that prem is being applied or used for so many maya. Prem I have got. I have got my love. That's a fact. But I do not know where to repose that love. That is my misfortune. Therefore Krishna says, that sarvadharmal parityajya mamekam saranam. You have got prayer, you apply to me, then you will be benefited. Prem is already there. You are simply misusing it. Therefore you are not happy. This is the process. Prem you have got, but you are misusing it. But if you take Krishna's word, that give your prem unto me, manmana bhavad bhakta madhyadi mal namaskuru. This is the beginning. A prayer. All I think of me. I think of my son. I think of my child. I think of my wife. Because there is prayer. So if you think of Krishna, then you will increase your praying for Krishna. This is the process. Prema is not, you have to get it outside. It is already there. Just like a young boy, a young girl, as soon as they meet, there is natural attraction. And that is already there. It is not that he has brought this attraction from purchase for some software. No. It is already there. Simply by combination, it becomes aroused. That's all. Similarly, Krishna prema is there. Nitya siddha Krishna bhakti sadhakam. It is not that by artificial means you are getting Krishna prema. It is already there. But just like the attraction for young man and young man, it comes at a certain stage. Similarly, if you develop the Shravan Kirtan, then that Krishna prema will be aroused. It is already there.
Take it here. I cannot follow. No.
A senses, everyone knows, you see how you are seeing through the sense of eyes. These are senses. Sense organs. You can touch with the hand. These are sense organs. You can hear about some knowledge. That is sense organ. You can taste one fruit. These are senses. Is it very difficult to understand? You have got these senses. By some senses you are acquiring knowledge. And some senses you are working. There are five senses for acquiring knowledge. And five senses for working. These are senses. Yes. Control, it is very difficult to control. But if you put it under the control of the Supreme, it will be controlled. You want to see very beautiful things, but if you engage your seeing power as the most beautiful Krishna, then you forget other things. This is self-control. You are going to extend to enjoy your tongue. But if you take Krishna prasadam, then you will forget going to this thing. This sense control. Sense control means to engage the senses in the service of Krishna. Rishikena Rishikesa Sivanam Bhakti Ruchat. Simply, we have to purify the senses. The senses must be there. Otherwise, I am not a living being. I am stone. But at the present moment, I am misguided. I am using my senses for other purposes than Krishna's. Therefore, you cannot control. And as soon as you apply your senses for satisfying Krishna, then they are controlled automatically. Yes, simply by mechanical japa, we will not be helped. We have to hear from the Shastra what is said. Of course, those who are actually following the rules and regulations of Gayatri Mantra, they will gradually come to the spiritual understanding, but not as official chanting. That will not help. Because I have got Gayatri Mantra, oh, I am Bhuvanasambhuvan, finish. Not like that. Don't cheat yourself. Try to understand. क्योंकि उस समय कृष्ण था, उस समय कृष्ण मौजूद थे, इसलिए अच्छा था। बाकी उस समय पांडव लोग भक्त थे, आप लोग भक्त नहीं है। उस समय कृष्ण भी था और कृष्ण का भक्त भी थे, और इस समय कृष्ण है मैं कृष्ण का भक्त नहीं, सही बात। इसलिए हम लोग लाइव मेंबर बनाते हैं, कृष्ण का भक्त बनो। करो, तुम्हारा किसी है उसमें कोई ज्यादा पद पर कहीं गीत है, ये लोग गा नहीं सके, वो संस्कृत में है। कृष्णा कीर्तन गान नतन परो प्रेमामृतामनिधि धीरा धीर जन प्रियो प्रिय करो निमस्तरो पूजितो श्री चैतन्य कृपा भरो भुवि भुव भारावहंतारको वंदे रूप सनातनो रघुजुगो श्री जीव गोपालको नाना शास्त्र विचारणैक निपुणो सद्धर्म संस्थापको लोकानां हितकारिणौ त्रिभुवने मन्नौ शरण्याकरौ राधा कृष्ण पदारविन्द भजनानन्देन मत्तालिकौ वन्दे रूप सनातनौ लघुजुगौ श्री जीव गोपालकौ। इस प्रकार है कृष्ण की कीर्तन, कृष्ण की कीर्तन गान नर्तन परो, ऑल दी सिक्स गोसाइंस that are always engaged in chanting, utkirtana. Utkirtana. Not this professional kirtan, utkirtana. Udgata tamat. Transcendental kirtan, transcendental vibration. Krishna kirtana, gana natana. So they are engaged in singing and dancing and chanting. Krishna kirtana, gana natana paru. Premamritamani ghi, merge into the ocean of love of God. Premamritamani ghi, dhira dhira jana priyo, priya karo nirmasaro pujito. So, by Krishna kirtan one can become dear, very dear, both for the dhira and adhira. Dhira means soul and adhira means character. So Krishna Kirtan is so nice that you can become fluid both for the gentle and the rascal. It is so nice. That is actually happening. So dhira dhira jana priyo priya karo nirmasaro. Because those who are chanting Krishna Kirtan, they are nirmasaro. They are not anywhere. The Krishna consciousness movement is not limited therefore in India, it is for the whole world. We are not envious. The only see Indians will learn it. No? We have no such program. Tirumane Manno. It should be honored all over the world. This is Krishna Kirtan.